Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so delighted and grateful to be here on this Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I give God praise and glory tonight. I thank Him, hallelujah, for every gift. Every perfect gift comes from God. Tonight, we want to just call our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour, our prayer meeting, to order tonight. We're going to start out first with a devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer on tonight by the grace of God. Tonight, we're going to start off with a song, and then we're going to turn it over to Prophetess Joyce Rowan on tonight. Just one second.
Thank you.
tears away. And he turns my midnights in the day. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Tears may be running down my face, but I'll still say, thank you, Lord. And
amen, amen. I won't complain because God been so good to us. We don't have not any room to complain. Praise the Lord. I just want to let everybody know that Apostle Ron is on tonight, and we want to just step back and let God use her on tonight. So I thank and praise God for her, and I want to present to some and introduce to others the Prophetess Joyce Rohn from Virginia. You all just pray for her on tonight as we pray together and lift the Lord up. God bless you, Prophetess. Hello, Prophetess.
Can you hear me, Apostle?
I can hear you now. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited tonight to be on the line, be able to join together with everyone during this hour of prayer, praise, and prophecy. And I'm not going to prolong the hour. I want the Holy Spirit to be right on in the midst of what we're doing from the beginning. I'm going to start the worship, and I'm asking everyone if they could just silence your background and unmute your phone. We're all on this line tonight together on one accord, worshiping one God. We all have a need from the Father. So I'm asking everyone to join in together and let's worship and let's usher in the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can come in and change some things, shift some things, break some things off, and just free us of loads that we've been carrying. So I'm asking you tonight to just do something a little different. Just open up and just be free to join in and to worship and to call on God's name. Let him know that we're nothing without him. Let him know that we can't do anything without him. Our life is void without the Holy Spirit. So silence your background. Unmute your line and join in on the worship, because when two or three are joined together, God is already in the midst. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm excited about that. So we're just going to worship for a little while. We're going to get that atmosphere set, because anything that's not conducive for this worship hour, we're going to usher it out as we usher in the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God. Thank you, Lord. We want his presence on this evening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hang on in your spirit, God. We're open, God. We're open to receive, Father. Come on this line, God, and saturate, God, and do what it is you desire to do. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just worship. Unmute your line and worship.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
He is worthy of the praise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. He loves us. He desires our worship on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will you give it to him? Will
you
give him your worship on this evening?
Thank you, Lord.
He is worthy of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
We want your presence on today, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we do. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
We welcome
thank
you.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
We welcome
Jesus.
You, God.
Yes, Lord.
We welcome
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We need
hallelujah.
You on today, God. We
yes,
need your
Lord.
Spirit, God. We need you,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for yet another day, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for yet another opportunity, God, just to
yes, Lord.
Love
hallelujah.
On you, Lord.
Thank
it's
you,
a worship
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
God,
thank
we
you,
can
Father.
Never
hallelujah.
Equal to what you have done for us, God.
Glory,
but God, we
want to
offer
glory,
up this
Lord.
Sacrifice of praise on today,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, there's someone on the line today, God. There's on the verge of suicide, God. There's someone on the line today, God. They just need to feel your presence, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's someone on the line today, God. Just
yes,
need
Lord.
To be free, God. They need change,
yes,
bro,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We trust
yes,
you,
Lord.
God.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
God,
you,
we're nothing without
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father.
Hallelujah.
We're nothing without you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Open your mouth on this evening and worship him.
Yes, Lord.
Open
hallelujah.
Your mouth and worship him.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Give him what is due
thank
to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Give him your worship.
Glory. Hallelujah.
He created you to worship.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes
hallelujah.
When we open our
yes,
mouth,
yes,
the things
Lord.
That we're
hallelujah.
Carrying and we're fleeing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All we need to
hallelujah.
Do is just open your mouth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just let him
hallelujah.
Love on you. All he wants to do is just
Lord.
Love
hallelujah.
On you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Glory, God. Glory,
thank
God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. You're so perfect, Father. Hallelujah.
No matter how hard
glory.
It get, God,
hallelujah.
We just know, God,
yes,
you're here
Lord.
With us, Father. That's what
yes,
makes it all
Lord.
Doable,
thank
God.
You.
That's what
thank
makes
you.
It doable,
thank
God,
you.
Just to have you with
thank
us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Saturate
thank
this
you.
Line with your presence,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bind up every
God.
Distraction,
hallelujah.
God. We bind
yes,
up everything,
Lord,
God,
Lord.
That's not fit for
yes,
you, God.
Lord.
And God,
Lord.
We
hallelujah.
Lose, God, your worship. On this evening,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We loose
thank
your
you,
will,
Jesus.
God, in our each individual
hallelujah.
Lives on today, Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, we
thank
stand
Lord.
Before
hallelujah.
You, God, with our arms open, God.
Yes, Lord.
Ready
yes,
to
yes,
receive,
yes, Lord.
Father.
Yes,
with our
Lord.
Hearts
hallelujah.
And our minds open, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We invite you on in, Father.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We invite you in,
thank
Lord,
you,
today.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We invite you in, Father.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we're nothing without
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship him.
We
don't do
praise.
It for me.
We give you praise.
Don't do it for Apostle.
We give you praise.
But worship him. Worship him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We have this
glory
and we have
to God. Hallelujah.
We have this designated hour to worship
yes,
him on this
Lord.
Evening. Take advantage of this
thank
time
you,
and
hallelujah.
Just worship him. Don't just
Lord.
Be another
hallelujah.
Ear on the line.
Thank
open
you.
Your mouth and
hallelujah.
Set up a
praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Fill a praise up to him. Let him know that you're ready to receive all that he has.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord.
Let him know
hallelujah.
That you're tired of carrying that thing and you're ready to trust
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let him know that you can't
yes,
do it
Lord.
Without him.
Yes,
let him
Lord.
Know that
Thank
you're
Lord.
Nothing
Thank
without
you.
Him.
Yes, In Lord. Hallelujah.
We're nothing
yes,
without
Lord.
Him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
this
Father.
This is not
Hallelujah.
An hour of performance. This is an hour that you can get all that
yes,
you desire
Lord. Thank
from
Thank
the Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's not
Thank
about
you.
One
Hallelujah.
Person on the slide. We are here as a unit. Interceding
yes,
for
Lord.
Our family.
Thank
interceding for ourselves.
Thank
interceding for our
Thank
neighbors.
You,
interceding
Hallelujah.
For our grandchildren. And our children.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to rush past this moment.
That's right. That's right.
Because without him, we're nothing. Without him, we just
yes,
got another
Lord.
Conference call.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So I welcome in
Thank
his
you,
spirit.
Lord.
I'm not going to rush, Saint.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to just
Thank you,
put
Jesus.
The car and park right here.
Yes,
until
Lord.
I can
Hallelujah.
Feel his spirit. Until
Thank
I can
you,
hear
Lord.
The
Hallelujah.
Worship.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Oh, God, we
Thank
welcome.
You, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
oh, we
we're
thank
you
tonight.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Oh,
yes,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, we worship you.
Be with us on this
we
evening,
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father. Glory.
I
Hallelujah.
Just,
thank you, Jesus.
Just have a
thank
moment
you,
of silence. And just listen. Just listen as the Holy Spirit minister to your heart. Open up and let him in. Let him have his way on this evening. Let tonight be the night that you just let go. Let tonight be the night that you just trust him.
Yes.
And let him lead the way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you on this evening, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the midst of this hour of worship. We bless you on today, God, for what you're going to do, God. God, even for all that you have done, Father. You're worthy, God. You're so worthy of all the praise, God. Lord, without you, we're nothing, Father. Without you, God, we just can't make it, Lord. So, God, we dedicate this hour to you, God, to just give back a portion, Lord, of what you've given to us, Father. We thank you, God, for keeping us all during the week, Father. It surely could have been the other way, Father. We could have been the one, Lord, laying in the casket, God. We could have been the one laid up in ICU. We could have been the one, Lord. But because, Lord, we are here today, and because, Father, we have breath in our lungs on this evening, Father, We're going to send up the praise, Lord. We're going to praise you, God, even for the ones that's in ICU, God. We're going to praise you, Father, even for the ones that are strung out on drugs, Lord. We're going to praise you, Father, even for that family member that just can't seem to get it right. We're going to praise you on today, Father. And we're going to praise you, Father, until we see the manifestation. We're going to continue to plant seeds, Father, until you decide to give the increase, Lord. We're going to continue to walk in faith, Father, until the kingdom gets the glory, Lord. Because, God, we understand on this evening, Father, that's what it's about. It is about that, Father. It's not about our storms, God. It's not about the mountain that's standing in our way.
Yes.
It's about you, God, and it's about your kingdom, Father. And it's about love, Lord. So, God, we ask you, God, on today, empower us with your love, Father. Empower us, God, so we can leave off this line, Father, with a renewed mind to love others, God, even when they don't love us, to treat others, Father, like they're supposed to be treated, God, even when they don't do right by us, Father, to strengthen us, God, to continue to stay steadfast and unmovable on this journey, Father. And God, I thank you, God, for the man and woman that you have put in place over top of this ministry, God. You could not have trusted better disciples, God, with your ministry than Apostle Deborah and Apostle Ed Deans, Father. God, we send you up a hallelujah praise, Father, for them being steadfast and unmovable, even as the storm, God, continued to raise up in their life, God, and the winds, God, continued to blow and blow and blow. I thank you, Father, for them being committed to the ministry, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, God, we're going to take this time, Father, and we're going to love on you, Father. And we're going to allow you, God, to do some things in our heart on today, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to just take this moment. I don't want to get away from the atmosphere or from the mood that is set. But I'm going to take this moment to ask anyone or everyone that has a prayer request to just let me know what the prayer request is. And we're going to begin to intercede together with these requests. Is there anyone on this evening that has a prayer request? And is there anyone on this evening that have a testimony that they want to share that may encourage someone else along their way? This is the time that we welcome it. This is the time for us to lay it at the altar. This is the time where we're going to join, two and three are going to join together and just love on God as he be in the midst of this worship on this evening. Glory, God. Is there one?
I thank and praise God this evening for an opportunity to be on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour one tonight. It's just good to be in prayer. This is our prayer meeting, and I thank God for it, because it's just like those cars that need gas. We need refueling few days, you know. So I thank God that we have an opportunity to come together to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. And I you know, I'm so grateful and thankful. And I have a testimony every day because God wakes me up every day. And sometimes we take that for granted, but we cannot do it. So I thank God that he woke us up this morning, and that was a blessing all by itself. And all the other things that he's done for us today, I thank and praise God today for just an opportunity to thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way with all the activities of my limbs and my health and strength and my eyes to see, my ears to hear, and my mouth to praise him with. I thank God on today. I thank God for each one of you in Radio Land and those that on our radio broadcast. I thank God for you today. I thank the Lord for Prophetess coming off her job and coming in to do what God has called her to do. I really just praise and thank God for her on today and how he has sent her to connect with this ministry. The years that she's been with us, have never complained about doing anything that I ask her to do. I just thank and praise God today because she's worked all day, and it's something to have to work all day and then run in and do this and do that. I just thank God for her obedience. I thank God for her commitment. I thank God today. I thank God for each one of you. I give God glory today. I'm telling you, when God do it, you'll know he did it. When God sent you, you'll know that he was the one that opened the door and the opportunity for you. So I really, really thank God for sending her to this ministry. I thank God, hallelujah, for her family and her children. I thank God, hallelujah, that he's given her strength. As I speak, I thank God today because God is good just like that. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm not trying to take up the time, but I just thank God for her obedience because it's so many of us. We try to have God to work around us, but it's not about us. We need to work around God and his kingdom and the things that he want us to do. So, you know, I thank God today. I want to encourage everyone that's listening. I want to encourage you to on today. Hallelujah. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and turn from the east Lordoba. I will heal the land. He will heal us today. I'm telling you, we got to humble ourselves and acknowledge God. Hallelujah. I just thank him on today. You know, sometimes it gets hard and sometimes I get discouraged sometimes, but I have to press my way. Hallelujah. I have to press my way. I press my way more than you know, but I thank God, hallelujah, that I haven't just fell off, hallelujah. I thank God that I haven't just walked on away, but I keep on pressing until God do what he's going to do. You know, I just keep pressing my way, and I thank God for today. And I thank God for Prophetess Ron on today from Virginia. I give God praise for her on our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. And I do have a prayer request. I would like for you to pray also for the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and ask in prayer for Pastor Ed on tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Apostle. We thank you on this evening. Mm-hmm. And we give God glory for your testimony. I want to give God praise and glory on this evening. I just want to thank God for just being a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
God is
a
keeper. He is so faithful, saints.
Yes, he is.
And God,
yes,
I'm so grateful that God knows just what we need when we need it. Sometimes we think that we need certain things at certain times, and when we don't get it, we're pouting or we're discouraged or we're frustrated. Because it didn't happen when we wanted to happen. But God gives to us just when we need it. Because a lot of times, people, we're not ready. We're not ready for it. But
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God for being an all-knowing God. Even
yes,
though
Lord,
it's millions and trillions of people on this earth, God still knows each and every one of us individually. And I'm grateful for that.
Lord.
We don't have to wait in a line to put our request before him. He has it so we can come right to him and come to him believing that it's already done. Don't
yes,
we serve
Lord.
A great God?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God. And I'm just grateful
you,
for
Lord.
That on today. And I'm thanking
you.
Him for keeping our children. As our children
yes,
continue
Lord.
To, I call it being prepped for ministry. You know how you may have that one or two that just want to do it their way. And you know they're called ministry because they're running.
Yes, Lord.
But I want to thank God for keeping a hedge of protection around them. Keeping them,
Lord.
Covering them, and guiding them. Because he kept us.
Lord.
Because if I have to tell the truth on the line this evening, I was a hot mess is what they call it. I was a hot mess. But God turned that thing around. And now God is using what the enemy was using in the world. God used it for his glory now.
All
so
right,
I thank
you, Lord.
For loving me enough to see past my mess and to
thank
clean
you,
me up and not even allow me to look like what I've been
all right,
through.
All right.
So I'm grateful on
thank
today's
you,
thing. I may not have
thank
a bank
you,
account Jesus. Overflowing with money. I may not have a Benz out in my car that I can start it from inside of the house. But I got
all
God.
Right.
And I'm grateful
all
for
right.
that. Because none of this stuff on the world, I mean on the earth, can compare to him.
That's right. All right.
So I'm grateful, Saint.
Jesus.
Is there anyone
you,
else that would like to share their testimony or that will like to give a shout out of praise to the Lord on today?
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory God.
Right.
Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Open your heart. Open your mouth. And jump right on in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
As God is ministering to your heart, I'm just going to play some music.
Yes, yes.
That will encourage us along the way. Glory God.
Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the highest distance, I'm traveling.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
God is, and if he's not there, I don't even want to be there. I'd have been there, and I'd have done that.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, God. Is it anyone else that would like for us to pray? Do you have a prayer request on this evening?
Amen.
I just want to remind you of what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 tells us to always be joyful. Sometimes it's not as easy as to say it. But if we can just dig deep down and just call on the name of God and just begin to worship him and begin
to thank him.
And forget all about what it is you're dealing with, or forget all about what it is you're going through, and just worship him and just love on him.
Yes, Lord.
Not that difficult. To be always be joyful. Keep on praying. And no matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you. Who belongs to Christ Jesus. I want you to hold on to that scripture. Hold on to that scripture. And let it continue to encourage you. Let it continue to build you up. Let it continue to renew your mind in Christ Jesus. Because a lot of the things that we deal with, a lot of the things that we allow to weigh us down, a lot of those things are mental. So if we begin to open our mouth and we begin to confess some things and to bind up some things and lose some things and keep on praying, you're going to find yourself walking in abundance of joy. And the Bible said no matter what happens, no matter what happens, so that tells me right there, God already knew. He already knew and he already know every single thing that we've been through and that we're going through. All he wanted to do is praise him. That's why this hour is so delicate.
Yeah.
It's so delicate. And we're asking you to join in because it's not about me.
Yes, Lord.
Join in and worship. And love on God. Isn't it awesome? He's big enough for all of us, just all of us to just love on him. Isn't that awesome?
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
As we continue to move forward in this hour of praise, prayer, and prophecy, I want to open up the line for anyone that God has touched your heart and that he has spoken a word into your spirit.
Amen.
The Bible said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
That's right.
So if God has spoken a word into anyone's spirit on this evening, please feel free to share, because that's why he spoke it to you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory
to
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I think about Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
Yes,
and that's what we're going to do on this evening. That's what we're going to do. We're going to leave off this line not worrying about one thing.
That's right.
But we're going to pray about everything.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we forget
you,
to ask. But right here it says, tell God. Tell God what you need. And then thank him
for all
he has done.
Yes,
so
Lord,
I'm going to ask one more time. Is it anybody that's ready to tell God what it is you need? It's not a surprise to him. He's just waiting for you to fellowship with him.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that, Apostle? He's waiting for them to fellowship with him.
Amen. I don't know why, but I don't know what's wrong, but I do know this. We shouldn't have to prime and pump nobody to praise God. When you're breathing his air, we shouldn't have to do it. We shouldn't have to do it. Everything belongs to God. And if we have to prime and pump you to give him praise, I know you have noise in your background and all that. That's excuses. God don't want to hear that anymore.
God doesn't
want to hear that. You know, you got to, this is what I'm saying, you got to try to go around his schedule, not him around your schedule. That ain't the way it works. So, you know, I'm encouraging you, but we're not begging you, because I can praise God all by myself. I don't need anybody to lift up God's name with me, honey. I can do it too well, and if you're not used to doing it, that may be a problem, but I'm used to lifting them up. When nobody's here and when I'm at the dishwasher, washing dishes or wiping the table, I'm steady lifting the name of Jesus. And I'm steady giving him praise, you see, because he is the reason why I live, move, and have my being.
We don't
even understand that we depended on him to keep us even breathing and moving. And living, and we don't have a thanks to say for him. I don't understand. But God, he gonna still love you anyway. And I am too. I thank and praise God. Like I say, for Prophet is wrong leaving her job, coming to do what she's doing here. I thank and praise God for her and for God sending her and connecting her to this ministry, because she's been here longer than anybody else have. And I thank and praise God for that. And she's still being obedient to the opportunities that God is opening up for her to even do anything for him. So I thank God on tonight for her and her family. I thank God for all of you. Like I say, you don't have to say anything for me, because I ain't did nothing. But we talking about God here. We talking about God. We ain't talking about me, but God, the one who died and rose, was foot for us. That's who we talking about, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hey, when I tell you, God is so good, and believe me, I could be discouraged, but I'm not, because God is who he is in my life. I'm not. So I thank and praise God today for each one of you, and God bless your hearts, and we're going to keep praising him. Prophet is going to keep praising him, and she's going to keep doing, living and doing what she do, just like I am. God is good, I'm telling you. He's too good, he's too blessed to be stressed. I'm telling you. So, you know, I thank and praise God, and we're going to keep on going, because We've been here before, and I thank God. I'm telling you, I thank God. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way. I'm gonna keep pressing my way, because honey, God got good things for us. I'm telling you, and anytime, I mean, you don't have to always say anything, but a lot of times, you don't say anything. So, but to God be the glory. It's not me, it's you. And to God be the glory. I love you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, amen. Prophets, you can go on with your prayer and whatever else you're going to do. And that's it. We good, because God is good.
Yes, he is all the time, Apostle. And I just, as we continue, begin to wind down on this evening, coming to the end of this wonderful hour, doesn't mean that the prayer, praise, and worshiping has to end. Even as the hour end for this particular specific moment, you can continue to worship him and praise and pray.
Lord.
And
yes,
love
Lord.
On him.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Isn't that awesome? When we hang up,
it
doesn't
is.
Stop.
Thank you, Lord.
It just gets
Don't
more
stop.
Personal.
Don't stop. Hallelujah. Don't stop.
Glory
Thank
God.
You,
but I'm going to ask you to join together with me on this evening to intercede for the prayer request that has been laid out before us.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Helen.
For everything, Father, that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you, Father, for not giving us up on us, Lord, even though we've given up on you so many times, Father. So many times, God, we lost the faith, God. So many times, God, we've been discouraged, God. So many times, God, we just sit in our frustration to the point, God, where we couldn't even pray. We couldn't even open up the Bible and read your word, God. But you never gave up on us. You never stopped providing for us. You never stopped building us up. And we're grateful on today, God. And we thank you, God, for being an all-knowing God. There's nothing, God, that we can lay before you today, Father, that you're not already aware of and that you have not already given us the victory concerning. But, God, we want to thank you on this evening, Lord, for working things out, Father, in the ministry, Lord. We want to thank you on this evening, God, for prepping up the saints, God, to be a part of the end time women and men of war, and the ones, God, that you've already assigned and that's here on the line, God. We ask you, God, to create a fire under them, Father, that they can be even the more about your business, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Because, God, is one thing for sure that we have learned, God. Your will, your purpose, and your plan does not change.
Yes, Lord.
We are the ones
Lord.
That
Thank
change,
you.
Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
But, God, we're telling you on tonight, Lord. We want to get it right,
Thank
Father.
You.
And, God,
Thank
we know,
Lord.
God, that we can't do it without you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We can't do it without you, Father.
Yes.
So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to create a fire under us, God.
Yes,
that will
Lord.
Move us in the direction, Lord, that you will have us to go in, Lord. God, it's ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Some of us, are, God, is behind the curveball, Father.
Yes.
Things that we should have done a long time ago that you've called us to do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But we thank you, God, that your time is not like our time, Father. We thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you, God, for still, God, having faith in us, even when we don't have it in you.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, we thank you, God, for moving your hand mightily in this ministry, God. Setting
yes,
everything strategically in place, Father,
yes,
to do the
thank
things,
you.
God, that you need to have done to edify
yes,
your kingdom, Lord.
Thank
God,
you,
your leaders have been faithful, Father. And, God, I know that it's time, Lord. I know, God, that the storm that has risen in their lives, God, is only, God, to shift them in the direction you need them to go, in the place you need them to be, God. But, God, I thank you, God, that things are in place there for to build this ministry up, Lord. I thank you, God, that there's helping hands, God, that's in place to help apostles to do, Lord, what you have called her to do, God. She didn't call herself, Father. You called her, Father, to do this ministry.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank
and
you.
God, I thank you on today, God, for making sure every need is met, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Every saint is in place, Father. Minister to their
thank
hearts
you,
and mind, God, like never before, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So they can surrender, Father, to what you've called
yes,
them to do to get this ministry, God, moving.
Yeah.
Because
thank
surely.
You,
you didn't call it end time men and women of war for no reason.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
God, you have this ministry in place, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But this timing, we are in the end time days, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you. So, God, I thank you, Lord, for bringing it all together, God, for their good, for the good of the kingdom, Lord. And I thank you, God, for every single body that you're going to put in place in this minute. I thank you, God, for them first, Lord, being committed to you.
Because
if they committed to you, Lord, they're already in tune with the mission and the vision that you have for the ministry and that you have given to the leaders of this ministry.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So, God, we rejoice on today for what you have already done, Father.
Yes,
you're not behind us, God. We're behind you.
Yes,
so we thank you, God, for giving us revelation, understanding, and guidance for what it is you need us to understand, for what it is you need us to do, and how you need us to move, God.
Yes, Lord.
To be in order. To move this ministry the way, God, that you need it to be moved, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for trusting Apostle Deborah and Apostle Ed Dean with this ministry, God. And I thank you, God, for building up the man of God. I thank you, God, for doing a mighty work in Apostle Ed's life, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God, for ministering to him even the more, Father. Whatever it is, God, that he may be dealing with, whatever it is, God, that he may be going through, whatever it is, God, that may be weighing his heavy heart and that's draining his mind, whatever it is, Father, we don't need to know because you already know. And we just want to tell you on today, Lord, that we trust you.
Yes.
We trust you, God. We trust you.
Yes.
We even trust, God, every single place you've ordered our footsteps, God. We trust you. That we understand that it's not a mistake, but you have allowed certain things to happen to prepare us for what it is, for where you're taking us, and for what it is you have for us to do, God. I ask you, God, to continue to build up Apostle Deborah, God. Continue to strengthen her, Father. Continue to restore her, Father. Continue, God, to give a revelation, Lord, and understanding, God. I thank you, God, for even creating her patience. I'm increasing her patience, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And I still say, God, even so,
thank
like your
you,
word
Lord.
Said,
thank
God,
you.
No matter what, continue to pray. So, God, no matter what, we still say that we trust you, God.
Yes,
even when
Lord.
Our faith get a little weary sometimes, God, we trust
Lord.
You.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, we trust you, Father.
So, God, I thank
Lord.
You for every single individual that's under my sound. Under my voice on today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for them, God. Because they are on the line today, God, it says a lot, Father.
Yes, Lord.
It says a lot, Lord. So, God, I ask you
yes,
to move
Lord.
Mightily in their life, God. Continue
yes,
to show
Jesus.
Them, God, what it is you have for them. For
yes,
them to
Lord.
Do, God. Where it is they should be, God. I pray that their
yes,
faith,
Lord.
God, will not become faint.
Yes.
I pray that they will continue, God, to walk like mighty giants in the spiritual realm,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Even though the attacks rise up, God, even though the storm
yes, Lord.
May rage, God, we will
yes.
still, God, hold on to your unchanging hand. Because, God, we know that
yes,
you have
Father.
A shield of protection around us and you have a purpose for our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So, God, we trust you
yes.
with our ministry, God. We trust you, God,
yes.
with our family. We trust you with
yes,
our lives,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. And, God, let us
yes,
leave
Lord.
Off this line this evening, Lord. Empowered, God. Empowered, Father. To do what
yes,
it is you've called
Father.
Us to do, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And all together, Father, we say amen. In the
amen.
Name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pray that something has been said on this evening that will encourage you to continue to stay committed to the journey. I pray that something has been said on this evening that has empowered you to continue to pray no matter what.
Amen.
And continue to stay faithful. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And I love you all. I'm turning it back over to Apostle.
Amen. And we thank and praise God tonight for Prophetess Rome and her tolerance of everyone on tonight. I thank and praise God for her humbleness and her obedience and her commitment on tonight. I give God praise for her, and I thank God for Prophetess Rome on tonight. We're not going to hold you any longer. By the grace of God, we're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you tonight for your praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. We thank you for our guest, the special guest of the hour, Prophetess Rome, along with the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you for everything that you've allowed us to experience on tonight. I just thank you for being in the midst of us. I thank you for everyone that's on our radio broadcast and those in radio land, Father. We just thank you, and we ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice and just bless their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and every member. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You all are dismissed, and I love you. God loves you, and I love you too. God bless you. You all have a good night.
Good night.
See you right back here tomorrow night. God bless you. Good night.